This is Afternoons with Georgia Steins on ABC Radio Canberra.
G'day. You are listening to Afternoons on ABC Radio Canberra on this fabulous Friday. What the way, though, to end the week with some live music, which is pretty exciting. So thank you to everyone who is listening, wherever you're listening, right around the region. And also, hello to those people that might be streaming this right now on Instagram. Send us a message if you like. Because we've got a special treat. COVID meant for a lot of people, we didn't get to see live music. My next guest didn't get to perform a lot of it. But also, we didn't have live music on ABC Radio Canberra, which is one of my favourite parts of this job. But today, we've managed to do it. We're outside, which is a little bit different, but it's lovely. No one's tried to get in the security door yet and be ipped, and the traffic seems okay. Joining me right now, though, I've got Amber Lawrence and Catherine Britt. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hello.
So tell me, this tour, was this a tour that had started last year?
Yes, yep, absolutely. It was a tour that, actually, we toured together in 2017 and we played Canberra and it was a great tour and we said, let's do it again, and it was all booked for 2020, and then of course it just kept getting rolled over into this year, and we kick-started again on the 6th of Feb up in Bundaberg, and we're going strong. We've had some close calls of like, oh, we're not going to be able to get to the show because of borders, but every single time, just like a miracle, the border opened and we're like, we're coming. Yeah. So it's been fingers crossed tour.
Isn't the first tour either, is it? You guys toured back in 2017, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right, and it's very rare when you tour with somebody that you want to tour with them again, and we have wanted to tour again, so it's a good one.
I know quite a few people are quite excited. So you're playing tonight, German Harmony Club, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Narrabunda. You might hear some little children in the background,
because
this weekend we decided it was Bring Your Kids to Work Day. And it's so easy to have your kids on the road, but you know what's harder is leaving them. So,
yeah, and this is the thing I thought, like, because I think when you did your first tour, it was pre any children, wasn't it?
Well, it was, but you know what, and Catherine might fill you in on this. We found out that Catherine was having her baby, not having her baby, but she was pregnant. We found out in Canberra.
Yes, we did. It was the tour of babies. That one there that made all the noise just then. He was in my tummy on our first tour.
He's pretty cute.
He is a bit cute.
He's a Canberra baby.
His pants are falling down. They just really wanted to get on the mic then, because they're all into singing at the moment.
Excellent.
And they don't quite understand what mummy does yet, because they're 3 and 1.
Yeah, they don't understand the concept of shh, be quiet,
no,
live going, radio around Australia.
And I mean, you know, they want mummy when they want mummy. And
exactly.
We all understand
Look,
that.
You just have to modify. I have had to modify my whole job now with having children. I do interviews from home, and they are going to be in the background. And I say it straight up. I'm a mum. I'm a working mum. I'm a single mum. So you're going to hear children screaming in the background. That's how I do interviews now. So you just got to embrace the madness.
Yeah, if you were listening to earlier, we just did a parenting panel before and we had two children in the studio and they kept on turning off their parents' mics.
Yeah.
Buttons.
This is so a thing.
Kids love buttons. Yeah.
So let's start with the song.
All right.
After our little chat. So what are we going to hear?
So I'm Amber Lawrence and this is Heart, and this is off my latest album, Spark.
You're a fighter, a survivor, trailblazer. Nothing breaks you, cause you win some and you lose some, but you never give up. Take a beating, keep believing, keep your head up, keep on dreaming. You're amazing on the days when life gets tough. You got heart big enough to light the dark, a little grit, a little spark. Yeah, that's what's gonna take you far. You got heart. Pick yourself right back up, and that's what makes you who you are. Oh, you got heart. You are years of sweat and tears and never knowing where it's going, but you hold on and you stay strong, cause you don't know any other way. You got heart big enough to lie. Yeah, that's what's gonna take you far.
That was fantastic. Thank you so much, Emma Lawrence. And who was joining you there?
This is Lara Duncan, who is in our band and travels with us and we're having a great time having her in our band. She's awesome.
And the voice, two of you. It was just spectacular. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Tell me a little bit about that song. I feel like that's the song we needed after COVID.
That song, I just the word heart came to me. And I mean, that's not any moment of brilliance, but I wanted to write a song called Heart, but it wasn't about love. It was about people who have heart and guts and grit. And my dad was a person like that, you know. He had a stroke when he was 40, so he had to lead a life of just, you know, dig deep. And in our job we meet so many people that have just got guts and grit. And you know, we just feel privileged that we do, and we can write songs that kind of can communicate that.
So, yeah, definitely resilience, which is
that's
and
it.
As mums, that's what you would try and teach your kids, don't you?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's one of the most important things in life, I think, is having resilience. Yeah. So yeah, definitely.
You certainly build resilience as a musician. You really really have to, because you know, you get the highs, but you do get the lows, and you get the people that love your stuff and you get people that hate it. So if you don't have resilience, you'd probably quit a long time
ago. You wouldn't survive
ago.
Very long in the music business, basically.
You'd crawl into a little hole.
Yeah.
So tell me about, though, getting this tour back on track. Why was it so important to you?
Oh, look, 2020 was a rough year for a lot of people, but us in the music business, really, you know, we rely on mass gatherings. So, you know, it was really a really big downfall for our career and for the music industry as a whole. So I guess we're trying to catch up, you know, this year. Not that you'll ever really, you know, recoup the loss of a whole year without work. But, you know, this, for both me and Amber, this is what we do for a living. And I don't know if everyone kind of gets that this is our job. This is how we pay our bills. You know, I think a lot of people think, including people in my family, think that we're doing it for fun, or, you know, it's like a hobby. And yes, there is that element, but it's also a business and we're also trying to survive off it. So this year we're just getting out and doing as much as we can now that we can. Obviously everything's COVID safe. The numbers that are, more limited. But the great thing about it is, the people are just as excited as we are about live music again. So we're selling out all the shows, and I think tonight's only got a few tickets left. So yeah, look, it's been going really, really well. Like, so that's the upside of it.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I imagine you don't write music to sing it to yourself. I mean, because that's the thing with albums, isn't it? You want to get sales, obviously. Yeah. That's important. But what do you get from the audience when you sing songs, particularly new songs?
Yeah, look, I think the best feeling, I've just released a new album, so when I'm looking into the audience on this tour and the people are singing those songs just as much as they're singing my old songs, there is no better feeling in the world, you know, than going, oh, wow, the new music's connecting just as much as the old music did, you know, because I've been doing this a long time, like over 20 years, and it sort of feels like, do they still care to, you know, for my new songs, or they just want the old stuff? So that's a really amazing feeling, I think, you know, having people sing your songs.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
Nothing better.
We did so many concerts over Zoom last year, and I reckon a half an hour Zoom concert was more exhausting than a 2-hour on stage show.
Yeah,
just
true.
Really trying to overexert your energy to get through that computer screen. So it's a luxury to be on stage and have just the energy come back at you. And of course you can say to the audience, I don't think you can in New South Wales, but you can say, sing along. And they can sing along.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are still some restrictions in some places, isn't there?
Yes.
It's weird. So tell me though, as mums, has it changed? I mean, obviously, as you said, you're doing interviews and you're like, there's a child in the background. Mm. But has it changed the way you write? Like, do you find that you're doing things differently or different priorities? I don't know.
Oh, we've both done that. Yeah. We've both got our mum songs, don't we?
Yes, you do. You have, of course, there's like your heart, you know, grows, and you life is even that much more precious when you've got little ones. But I think too, as like in terms of juggling our careers, we love our jobs, so it's never been. We didn't take maternity leave. We just carried on, and like I kind of, you just have to accept that now the music career even though it's still a priority, I feel like you have to accept just a little bit less, you know, quality over quantity or something like that. You're like, I'm just going to do the best I can because I still want to be a good mum, you know, as a number one.
Or you just use your time
differently.
Well, I mean, our careers are such, how do I say this, like selfish careers. Yeah. Like they're really, you know, they don't go hand in hand with motherhood very well, you know. So you've just got to try and find a balance and figure out how to do it. And I think we're both doing a really great job of that. You know, we both really are great mums and we're both really good at our jobs as musicians. So, you know, it's just a balancing act the whole time. Yeah.
I think a lot of women would totally agree with you there. If you have just joined us, you're listening to ABC Radio Canberra. I'm Georgia Steins. It's the afternoons program. And with me is Amber Lawrence and Catherine Britt. I'd love another song.
Yeah, we'll swapsie.
You swapsieing? So we heard from Amber and now Catherine has grabbed the guitar. No, she's passed the guitar over.
Yes. All right.
Can you tell us a little bit about it or do you just want to do it first?
Oh, I can tell you a little bit about
tell
it
me a little
as well.
Bit. I like a good intro.
This is first single off the album, the new album Home Truths, which came out in January 15th. And this was the one that we released last year. So this was kind of the introduction, I guess, to the new album for people. And I keep going back to this one because the new single's a duet with Lee Kernaghan. I'm like, well, I can't really do that for you.
Where is he?
I know, where are you, Lee? What's that about? So I'll do this one, which is not a duet. Here we go.
I grew up out west where the rain don't fall. Where all the spinifex grows and the gum stands tall. And while these roots are buried, we country song. Yeah, I am a country song. Ooh, yeah, yeah.
That was absolutely fabulous.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
I was talking this morning to one of my colleagues when we were doing a preview of today, and I said there's something about country music where they can have really, not dark topics, but sadness, but it's done to this tune. So you end up smiling.
Not feel so bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
You end up smiling
and
tapping your feet.
Well, that's what the new album title is, Home Truth. That's exactly that.
You end up smiling and tapping your feet, and then you realise you're tapping your feet and smiling to something that's a little...
Yeah, to cheating and drinking and lying. And
bad relationships.
Yeah, totally.
Which we've all had, I'm sure. So tell me a little bit, to me, you know, collaborations are pretty important. You talked there. So was that one of the harder things about COVID, that you couldn't necessarily do that?
Oh, I think we all found ways around it a little bit, you know.
Zooming.
The new, well, yeah, obviously, you know, for me, I got lead in a different studio that worked for him in his area because I couldn't go to Queensland and record it. So he just did his part, I did my part. And I know Amber, she won the Golden Guitar this year for a vocal collaboration. They just worked it out, you just got in different studios.
We had a covers challenge back in May, I think, and we chose to sing True Blue, and that was with some friends that I'd toured with many years ago, and we all did in four different studios around Australia, four different videographers, and we kind of came up with this four-part girl harmony of Hey True Blue and went, hang on a minute, people really like this, and entered it in the Golden Guitars, and we won a Golden Guitar, which for me was like, wow, that really solidifies everything about COVID for me, like winning a Golden Guitar and not even seeing the people you sang it with that year.
So there's something great about that, isn't that? Because you think, well, isn't that wonderful? But then there's a part of me that's like, no, I want you all up on stage together doing that.
Yeah. Well, the first time we did see each other was in January in Tamworth when we did win this Golden Guitar, and it was crazy. But I think it's reinvented a few things in everything, hasn't it? Like you realise that you don't always have to be there.
Yeah.
You can do stuff.
Yeah. You can do a lot, things, you know, remotely. Yeah.
So that's been a good thing, that there are sometimes you can Skype it in, maybe.
Yeah. But not as fun, but...
You miss the real thing, don't you?
Yeah. It's not really the same when you talk to someone on Zoom. It's not like getting the hug, is it?
Or no.
The chat.
No.
But tell me, what can people expect tonight besides some of that awesomeness we've just heard?
Oh, a bit more of that awesomeness. Yeah. We do some stuff together as well, which is a lot of fun, and we've got a great band. Fabulous. I mean, you've heard Lara. She sings all the harmonies and stuff, and we've got a fabulous band as well that we share. And we kind of just, like... do it a bit of swapping on and off. So, you know, we get up together and then we do our own little sets and then we get up together again and finish the show on stage with the band. So it's just a lot of fun, and, you know, we've had really great feedback from the show so far. So
yeah, and I think coming out of COVID, we certainly did want to come back with an acoustic tour. We thought, you know, none of us have worked. The band hasn't worked. People don't want to spend their first night out thinking, where's the drums? Where's the guitar? So it's a really high energy show for that reason. It's like, we're coming back in a good way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a really fun and energetic show.
Oh, how fabulous. And where do you go tomorrow, and what's happening the next little while?
Tomorrow's Gerringong and then Newcastle, my hometown, on Sunday. Yeah, so it's a nice little weekend of gigs starting here in beautiful Canberra. And what a great day.
I know, it's
perfect
glorious.
Day for a gig.
See, this time yesterday we had thunderstorms and lightning.
Oh,
and hail.
Really?
So,
right.
So thank you very much
we
for bringing the nice
weather. Well, then we did drive through a bit of rain. So
we did, yes.
So before I let you go, though, what's up for the rest of the year? You're not going to tour all year, are you?
Probably, yes.
Yep, pretty much. Just make up for 2020. No, I'm on the road for the rest of the year. I know Amber probably is too. But the new album, I'll be touring that for the rest of the year. I do this tour with Amber, which kind of goes on for the rest of the year on and off. And then I'm also doing my Bush Pubs tour, where we go to regional areas and play in Bush Pubs with a big band. So
that
that's a lot
fun.
Of fun. That's my like funnest tour other than this one with Amber. I love doing the Bush Pubs tour, so yeah.
Okay, there's plenty of other girls that want to join Love and Lies. It's fine. It's not that, I get
love
it's not
lies
that
ain't,
fun. It's
ain't
not that
anything
fun.
Without the lies and the love.
Yeah, so before we let you go, where did that come from, the Love and Lies?
Well, back in 2017, I don't actually remember how we came
no
up with
idea.
The title, but I suppose at each of our songs there's always an element of, you know, there's that love and heartbreak, and then there's a few stories that have got a few, well, they're mostly home truths, but, you know, a couple of white lies in there. Everything we say is true. Believe us, okay?
Yeah, because musicians never lie in their songs, ever.
Well, they'd be pretty boring songs, wouldn't they?
Yeah, that's never, right. Yeah. A little bit of poetic
exaggeration.
I wonder that too, how much you own it when you stand up with a particular song that's got some pretty, you know, serious themes. Do you always admit to it?
Oh, I'm a pretty honest songwriter. Yeah. I don't really hold back, and I think it's hopefully what, you know, people like about my music, but it can be quite confronting at times for me. You know, I find some songs really hard to sing, just like really little too honest, but they're okay to do in the studio behind a, you know, sort of screen. But yeah, there's definitely some very serious songs in there. You know, I've written songs about mental illness and all different sort of stuff, you know, but I think that's the great thing about country music is you can be honest and real,
yeah,
you know, and people appreciate that it's raw and it's stories and it's honest. So
yeah, and I think too you can recognize when people put their heart and soul into stuff and you
absolutely
appreciate that.
You know, it's yeah, from the heart.
So the young children who are not here right now though
they've been removed.
would you push them towards a similar career or not?
Is there
is there anything?
No. I wouldn't push them.
Be
no.
A doctor.
I would no, look, my parents had no influence over my career choice. Mm. I studied and became a chartered accountant and I came home from work and said I was going to be a country singer and they said, great, go for it. Mm. So they didn't sway me either way and I think that's the way I'd do it. I mean, I certainly wouldn't go become a singer. The music industry is the greatest. But if that was his passion, well, what are you going to do? Yeah. I would never try to stop him either. So
tell them to follow their heart. That's what we did.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I think if you follow your heart, you never work a day in your life. So.
No, that's right, because it doesn't feel like... I think we've all got pretty good jobs, actually.
Yeah, definitely.
We do. Get to meet amazing people. So what time does it kick off tonight?
8 o'clock.
8 p.m.
8 o'clock. There's still a few seats available,
we think.
A few
seats. Better call now. Harmony German Club. Great schnitzel.
Yes, they do have good schnitzel.
Well, I tell you what, if it was the Harmony German Club and they didn't do a good schnitzel...
you'd be worried.
It's the one thing they have to get right.
Thank you so much. You've been listening to Amber Lawrence and Catherine Britt on ABC Radio Canberra.